Portions of the Midwest did receive some beneficial rain over the weekend, but there are other areas across the region that didn't do so great. Some of the eastern areas in Iowa, as well as northeastern Missouri and portions of western and central sections of Illinois, didn't see much in the way of significant precipitation over the weekend, along with portions of southeastern Minnesota and some areas in Wisconsin. Some of these areas were already too dry before we even got started in the weekend, and the latest soil assessments suggest very short top and subsoil moisture exists in quite a few of these areas. Crop moisture stress remains a very big concern over on most of Iowa, excepting the Missouri River Valley. In fact, over the weekend, we did see significant rainfall in the middle Missouri River Valley from eastern portions of Nebraska and westernmost sections of Iowa down through northwestern Missouri into a small part of central Missouri. The rains in these areas ranged anywhere from 1 to 2 inches and some locally greater amounts. Precipitation was certainly welcome and eased some long-term dryness, but it was a narrow band, and a lot of areas didn't get benefit from this particular event. Another region of significant rains occurred in Indiana and portions of Kentucky. Some 1 to 3 inch of rains occurred in some of that region, and a dramatic turnaround occurred in some of the crop country in Indiana because of the rains that have occurred. Other areas in the Midwest had just light amounts of precipitation and had very little impact on the overall bottom line. This week's forecast is relatively dry for a big part of the Midwest. The next 7 days will generate very little, if any, precipitation, and temperatures will continue to be warmer biased. Because of that, we'll likely see crop moisture stress continuing very high across these areas that are running very short of moisture. And the problem is we're likely to see yield potentials come down further. And that's one of the reasons why the soybean market continues to be soaring higher today than it was late last week. And also, we're looking at the second week of the two-week forecast, which offers a little bit of rain from parts of the Midwest and perhaps a little bit of a cool-off, but not by much. We'll continue to monitor the situation rather closely. The only frontal system that's going to impact the Midwest over the coming 7 to 10 days will be a frontal system that comes out of the plains and into the western Corn Belt late this weekend into early next week. This frontal system has potential to produce a significant amount of rain across the northern plains, parts of Canada's prairies, and perhaps the northwestern Corn Belt. Some of these areas should get generalized rainfall, and amounts may be running anywhere from, maybe 0.3 of an inch to an inch, with some local 1 to 2 inch amounts. Frontal system is being advertised to diminish as it comes into the Corn Belt. Places like Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, and Wisconsin don't do very well with this particular event, and neither does Illinois and some of the areas further to the east. One of the reasons for that is perhaps a small tropical disturbance that's expected to be in the Gulf of Mexico during that period of time, which might inhibit the amount of moisture that can flow into the Midwest. My confidence is low at the moment. I'm not sure that the tropical event is going to be as significant as suggested, and I also believe that the frontal system may work its way deeper into the Midwest than what's being advertised in the models, and we may end up with better rainfall. So as an official forecast, we expect to see the western Corn Belt outside of the far northwestern areas picking up on 1/4 to 3/4 inch of rain, maybe some local totals up around an inch. This will occur mostly during the late weekend and the early part of next week. Eastern Midwest, we may only see a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 0.6 of an inch or so, and that will occur early to midweek next week. Temperature outlook continues to be very pleasant for this time of year. In fact, rather warm in some cases. A lot of 70 and 80 degrees expected over this next week, and some 90s will be possible in the southwestern Corn Belt. Low temperatures at night will still be in the 50s and 60s. In most cases, some 40-degree readings will occur in the north. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.